This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
There's this trend called reshoring, and could it threaten global trade? Hello, and this is your Monday morning Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. So here's a warning. The head of the World Trade Organization says that trading relationships between countries are in danger of falling apart. In an exclusive interview with the BBC, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala says that when countries bring production back home, which is something called reshoring, it's not necessarily a sign of resilience. This trend has been on the rise since the COVID pandemic hit. Here she is speaking to the BBC's Will Bain.
We do see protectionism coming in. Creeping protectionism. And yes, we are worried and concerned about that. And we think that the open, free and fair trading system that was created 75 years ago has really delivered. It's lifted more than a billion people out of poverty.
Why do you think people don't seem to feel that, though? Because it is often the backlash we hear, isn't it? Think of anything from the Brexit referendum to Trump's first election. It was the voice that we heard on the World Service all the time.
Look, Will, people forget. We are where we are today. You know, poverty from the 1980s, when we had the percentage of people living under absolute poverty at about 55, we're down to 10% today. And that is living below $2.15 a day using World Bank figures. And a lot of that progress has been due to trade and the free, fair and open trading system that was created. Even world peace. So we mustn't forget when there are these troubles that are emerging, to try and start throwing the baby out with the bathwater. That's what we're cautioning. Creeping protectionism, large subsidies, all these measures that may not support competition can lead to a race to the bottom.
And how do you sell that message as a leader?
I mean, if you look at the things that I've been saying, I've always been very clear. We've also warned against fragmentation. There's been this worry during the pandemic. You know, it's a sincere worry that supply chains were disrupted and there was difficulty with getting supplies, whether it's of pharmaceuticals or other goods, during the COVID-19 pandemic. And that led to a feeling of let's reshore, let's onshore supply chains. And some of that will inevitably happen. But we are warning that too much of that could also lead to fragmentation. It doesn't build resilience. And too much of protectionism could also lead that way. Fragmented trading world means everyone loses.
Head of the WTO, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala there. Now, let's do the numbers. Nissan says it's planning to cut the cost of making its electric vehicles by 30% to boost sales. And it's a subdued morning in the markets, with most global stocks holding steady. Now, things have been heavy lately, even in the news. So if you wanted to get away from it all, I wouldn't blame you. You might even want to move to the Mediterranean island of Ibiza, known for its nightlife and sandy beaches. But its popularity as a tourist hotspot is pushing up rents for its residents. Here's the BBC's Guy Kachko.
This is what the Balearic Islands are like. With
a tourism video highlights the attractions of the Balearic Islands. And as the winter ends, islands like Ibiza are preparing for the holiday season. More than 80% of Ibiza's economic activity is based around tourism. Last year, nearly 4 million people visited Ibiza and neighbouring Formentera. But this has a downside. It's contributing to a housing crisis. César Nebrera, a local chef, shows me what has been his home for the last 3 years. It's an old saloon car. He sleeps inside, and in the back is a small stove for cooking.
In Ibiza, accommodation is very expensive, and the cost of renting is completely out of kilter with what you earn.
Daniel Granda is spokesman for a local organisation which defends the rights of tenants. He says situations like that of César have become increasingly common.
The island's housing is not being used for the purpose for which it was built. It's being used as a speculative business and for tourism.
With a single room costing as much as €1,000 or $1,100 per month, the rise in rent is worrying businesses as well as workers. I'm in an outdoor nightclub called O Beach, which is on the north side of the island. This is an establishment that needs a lot of staff. And George McBlain is the nightclub's general manager.
Something has to give because the prices keep going up, and obviously the salaries go up a little bit, but not enough to reflect how much the accommodation is. I've got friends here and their rents have jumped up by double in the space of a year. And if that continues, then the workers coming to the island are probably going to pick elsewhere.
The local government's head of tourism, Juan Miguel Costa, says short-term rentals are causing the crisis.
The problem is that you earn much more money renting for days or for weeks than if you rent according to the law, which is at least 6 months. And this is what we are fighting.
As Ibiza prepares for another successful high season, many are asking if the island is paying too high a price. In Ibiza, I'm the BBC's Guy Hedgeco for Marketplace.
If you've ever worked at a bar or a restaurant, maybe you mastered the art of carrying. Well, on Sunday, waiters in Paris put that to a test in a race. The race has returned after a 13-year break. This time, around 200 servers, dressed in their traditional black and white attire, raced while balancing a coffee, a croissant and a glass of water on a tray. Only fast walking, not running, was allowed. Let's hear from the winners, Sammy Lamroux and Pauline Van Wymersch.
It's about stamina.
Yes, it is stamina. You feel it at the end. But in our line of work, we do this for 10 to 12 hours. We have the stamina. We know how to hold the tray, so maybe they'll make it harder next year. Make it 3 or 4 kilometres, who knows?
It's good as it is.
That was Sammy Lamroux and Pauline Van Wymersch. And I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Have a great day and thanks for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.